Welcome to Embers of the Bonfire. This is your host, Harb Najjar. And today's guest is someone who's gone through their own healing journey, survived cancer, and now uses their platform to raise awareness and empower others. Saud Al-Janaidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the podcast.
Thank you for being here. Today's topic is the healing path. What does that mean to you?
The healing path, it's many things, I would say. It's a journey, I feel, going through whatever it may be, whether it is a sickness or a disease, physical injury, psychological, mental, or even could be also in your professional life, something which has disturbed, you know, that the path that you're currently in, making that detour, you know, and trying to get out of this misery or pain or discomfort which is there, and moving forward from there, you know. So everyone has their own path, I feel. It's not the same for everyone. Even if somebody's going through a particular disease like cancer, for example, each patient will be going through their own journey altogether. There are like some similarities which are related to like symptoms and stuff like that, but generally the journey is different to that individual. Everyone goes through their own path. That journey from where they are to getting to a phase where either they recovered or they're in a better place, I feel that's what you can call that healing path.
So if you don't mind, can we go through your journey of how you went through your own healing path?
So for me, it was in 2020. I was just living my normal life. I had mainly my work, you know, my family. I was also big into fitness, you know, at that point in time. Then suddenly I felt a bit unright, you can say. I felt some sort of a pain. At first, I thought it was nothing. I just initially kept it aside for a couple of months. Then actually by coincidence, I went to a doctor, and this is 2020, in that initial phase of COVID, you know, just, you know, we're hearing it in different countries. And then now it's Oman is also becoming quite prevalent in Oman. I just went to like a doctor actually for a COVID related case. And I sort of asked them, look, I have this issue. And what do you think? Which doctor do I see? I didn't even know like what type of doctor, you know, to see at that point. He told me, like, you see this doctor, he's based here in the hospital. So I went to see him. This pain, I had it in one of my testicles at that time. He examined me, and shortly after that, he sees some signs of possibly testicular cancer, but he needs to do some further tests. So then he did the further tests, and even I went to get like second, third opinions. It turned out, yes, that I do have testicular cancer. So I guess that's when the journey started, you can say. Me under knowing that I had this, of course, it came as a shock. But then also at the same time, I felt like this was meant for me at this point in time.
That's crazy that you knew that it was meant for you. That's crazy.
It's quite difficult for many to understand that, because I get these cases many times of people telling me how did you just get it just like that? Because usually the first question one would ask themselves is like, why me? Why is this happening to me? Like, they could be having so many bad things in their life. And then on top of this, you have diagnosis, which is bad. They just feel like, why is God targeting me? Like, why is this happening to me? And because when they remain in this phase, they can never even go to that next phase. You know, first is you need to accept, not even understand, but just accept this is okay. This is happening to me. There's nothing much I can do about it. Yes, I can, seek the treatment which I feel best for me. But other than that, there's not much that one can do. Thankfully, I just felt at that point in time, maybe because I was living that very like fast life, okay, this is maybe a reason for me to slow down, you know, and then also reflect on my life and just go through this journey. I felt it was significant that, especially during that phase of COVID, that it's not only significant for me, but maybe it could be significant for others. So I decided like I'll actually document it and, you know, share it with the world. So I opened up Instagram page. I called it Once Path because I felt it is a journey. It's a path, you know, that I must take. I started that journey. While I was going through it, I documented every phase, you know, like...
That takes a lot of courage. Sorry for cutting you off, but to showcase what you're going through and not necessarily the best time shows a lot of courage and bravery.
To me, I didn't see it as I'm being courageous and I'm being something that I want to just show off and get attention. I just felt it was the right thing to do. It does show me in a vulnerable stage. And it's also about a topic which is a bit questionable, you can say, especially in our society. It's something which is there. I mean, our bodies can go through it, similar to breast cancer, prostate cancer. Men are also subjugated to testicular cancer. I felt initially it could be a taboo type of topic. But then again, thankfully, just from this awareness, you know, I managed to at least help others realize that, okay, this is a possibility. If I do some, you know, self-checks and, you know, at least I'll be able to detect it early. So that awareness became there that this is possible. And there was that fear initially that in this sort of reaction will be there. Thankfully, it was actually the opposite. You know, people, they took it very positively. Generally, I think the people that we have here, you know, in Oman, especially, they're usually very caring, very, you know, they if somebody's going through something bad or they're ill, you know, they will generally sympathize like directly and they'll want to show their support. So I really felt that. And also since it was like a new topic, mothers were asking, oh, like I need to send this to my son. I need to send it to my brothers. All the males basically like in their families. And similarly, like men were also, you know, asking about certain things, you know, which was something good. So for me, I didn't see it as, you know, I want to like show off like I'm trying to be courageous. I was just like being in that moment. And I just felt like it's something that was meant for me to share. It was shared and it was received actually very positively. I documented more or less throughout the journey. They told me after I did like a few scans, they said actually the cancer also spread to my abdominal area, my lymph nodes there. So they said I need to do chemo. Chemotherapy, it varies, you know, depending on the cancer, but also on the patient themselves. So they identified that I had particular type of testicular cancer, which is, you can say, a bit more spreadable. They said I would need to do at least like 4 cycles as opposed to 2 cycles if it was like a different case, for example. So 4 cycles means going to the hospital for like a week, taking a lot of these drugs, and then resting for a week at home, and then continuing that process for 4 other times. It wasn't as simple as that because you can understand also with your immunity going low, it was during COVID times as well. Even the hospital, it was these quarantine protocols and, you know, restrictions became, they were being implemented at that time, you know, so everything is new to them. It's new to us, even as patients. It's just generally very, you know, confusing time. But thankfully, you can see, even on my page, each of those sessions was, you know, a bit different, you know, in its own way, you know. So the first one, like I'm there in the hospital, it's like, okay, yeah, these are the drips that I need to take. You know, like I'm even smiling to the camera, you know, I was like, it's a ward. So there's no private rooms because they kept the private rooms for, you know, COVID patients. So it's quite loud. And this, but I was, you know, I was looking at like things very positively, you know, thankfully, I was blessed that he made me see everything very positively. So, you know, I was interacting with the nurses, with the medical staff there, the other patients, you know, just mingling in that sense. So it was also, although like someone would think like this is not a very nice environment, but I was, you know, looking at it from another side, which also helped me. First, when you see me, I have hair. And then when it came to the second one, like my hair started to drop, you know, even like sort of recorded that as well. And then I have, you know, like a new look, you can say, like without hair. And then it continued that way. And even when it came to the third session, actually during the time when I was away, I don't know how this happened, but when I was going back, I felt like some symptoms, you know, like I just felt like a runny nose, you know, like I thought it was something very negligible. I went there and anyways, I told them that I have this runny nose. They're like, okay, sorry, before we admit you, we have to just do a COVID test. So they do the COVID test and yes, I am positive. So you can understand like my family's freaking out. They know that I have like zero immunity. Actually, it was the time that I was able to spend, you know, I was at home, like quarantined and everything, but it was actually like a beautiful time, to be honest. Looking back, it was actually quite nice. Like I had my family at home. Obviously, I was quarantined in a different room because I can't do anything, you know, like I'm just stuck in this room. So I just focused on myself. Like I was like, I had my guitar and I'm like, okay, let me learn, like relearn basically how to play this. So it's a very chill time for me at that point. And of course, like even having this Instagram page at that time, you know, it gave a lot back to me because, you know, I was able to interact with a lot of people, you know. Each one also were going through their own either troubles or if it's related to COVID at that time or it's related to like maybe some other diseases or even related to their own thing. What I sensed is that life is not really good for me this time, but them looking at the screen at this guy who's basically battling cancer and also at the same time he also has COVID and he's there like smiling and he's like having a good time, you know, about it. It sort of made them question probably.
Yeah.
Like maybe reflect and like think, either like, what's wrong with this guy? This guy, like, this guy mentally okay? Does he not understand like what he's, you know? But of course, I did understand. But it's, I guess, it's just the frame of mind, you know, that you can have. You know, you can be a very pessimistic person and think that okay, this is the end of the world. And well, of course, once you think that, then it can actually make matters much worse. Not only mentally, but your mental struggles also can transform into, you know, like even physical issues. And okay. This is also something that I always used to tell like people that get in touch, just focus, you know, a lot on your mental state and remain positive. Whatever you're going through, you know, this is from God, you know, it's not because it's because of who you are. I mean, you know, God has selected you, like you're meant to go through this journey. So go through it. Don't think about what's going to be like the next phase, what's going to happen after. Just like try to be in the moment and continue sort of that way. Third phase, thankfully, I got healed with COVID. And then I went back to the hospital and continued the treatment there. And then I went back for the fourth time as well. Then thankfully, that was the end of it, the treatment per se. Then after that, I, you know, came back into my sort of normal life, but it did transform, you know, it's going through this. And then by the time like I was out of it, I felt it's sort of like a new life. I felt it's important for me to appreciate, you know, the life, Yani, that, you know, God is giving me and, you know, actually do what I feel works for me, you know, and something Yani, which is, you know, something that I would like to do as opposed to something that I had to do.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I feel like now everything is extra special and you're not taking anything for granted. That's what it sounds like. This new life.
Yeah. it's interesting when you see it that way. I just take like sort of day by day and I'm sort of driven by whatever I feel is right. Similar to that moment where I feel like I should be documenting this and I feel I should be, you know, sharing this journey. Similarly, if I feel like I need to do this, then I will do it, you know, and I do get that satisfaction from doing it as well. But if somebody tells me like, please, you know, I mean, do this, you know, or which I feel is not, you know, in line with my feelings, then I try to avoid it, you know. And that's why after that, even in my sort of career, it shifted. I started even my own, you know, business. And it's now like I'm working in an environment which I feel is the environment that I would love to be in, you know, like it's a created an environment which myself as well as like, you know, my team members, they're all in the similar like phase, you know, we're just doing what we need to do to produce, you know, like the work that we have to do. And we're all happy about it. You know, everyone is in their that phase of mind, you can say.
I feel like you said a lot of nuggets of wisdom throughout your story. And I'd like to get into more the fundamentals of starting off with the mind. And you were saying how despite maybe the environment you're going through, you still maintained a positive mind state throughout. I want to dive into how do you maintain a positive mind state when you are going through not necessarily the best time. And on top of that, you're sharing it to the world. Not only are you maintaining positivity, but sharing it to the world. How do you maintain that positivity?
It could be very easy or it could be very difficult.
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at it. Thankfully for me, I mean, I can only speak about my experience and maybe other people have different ways of coping with these situations. How I saw it is that this is something which was, you know, meant for me. So I think that was that first.
That's first a powerful thing. Belief.
Yeah.
Because so that takes you out of the victim mind state.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm not thinking, yeah, why me? It's more like, yes, it is me. What can I make out of this? What is it that I have to go through as a result? And I wasn't thinking as well, you know, like I was trying not to dwell, you know, into this vicious cycle of thoughts that can be there. One can think, okay, now I have cancer. Okay, this is the possible outcomes. And obviously, there is also a chance of getting worse and also, you know, even result in death. But it's also accepting, look, whatever is meant for me, it will happen, you know, regardless of whether I put in all the efforts, it may happen. So
a state of surrender, that's what it sounds like. Whatever outcome, the fact that you are okay of whatever is, you know, the saying maktub, that's what it feels like you're saying is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was a state of surrender, like to just be in this phase. And thankfully that helped me, you know, so things actually naturally became positive, you know.
It became as a result.
It's not that I was thinking like think positive, you know, like look at the glass half full.
Yeah,
it was just more about surrendering to that you know that moment and truly, you know, tawakkal, and just being in that moment throughout, you know. So like every day, like I'll wake up, I would think like, okay, like I want to eat something, you know? So like, you know, I'll order some breakfast or I'll make myself some breakfast. I'll appreciate, you know, what I'm eating as well, you know? So even being in that moment, you know?
So how do you be in that moment?
You just be it, to be honest. I can't tell you like
exactly
how it is. Just try to, you could say, focus on this thing because there's a lot of distractions that we have.
Yeah, that's why.
You know, whether it's like through, you know, whatever you have, like, you know, in your phone, social media, people around you. So obviously there's a lot of distractions and, you know, people getting, you know, into your life. Thankfully, it's because of it was also during that COVID phase. Maybe I was lucky. It was during that phase where there was not a lot of interactions, you know, even people were not really able to visit me like in the hospital because of, you know, this reason. I was able to spend a lot of time, you know, with myself as well as the close people in my life. I think that sort of helped me. So just, I guess, staying focused, you know, and everything that you do, like even spending time with my children at that time, even those moments, they're actually quite profound. You would think that just playing Lego, you know, with your son or daughter just to pass time or something. But actually, it's a very, like, you know, important moment, you know, for both, you know, the parent and also the child. So I was trying to seize every moment. Yeah, it was sort of elevated and also my mind in terms of, like, the significance of it. Maybe it could be a result of maybe some chemical things which are happening in my body, like thinking, You know, it's like, okay, I'm going through this disease, battling this disease. So it's like appreciating, you know, the, you know, what we have in this world, you know. Maybe that could be also, you know, a possible outcome. That acceptance phase, which is important. And then after that, understanding that this is whatever is meant to be, you know, will be. And just going with the float, you know, just being that moment and moving forward, yeah, and based on that. The positivity, like I said, is something that came as a
byproduct of all of those things and yeah. Surrendering to the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's powerful. I feel like you can, whatever you're going through, and just surrendering to the moment and, you know, having that acceptance, having that knowing that it's whatever will be, is whatever you're going through. I feel that. And just knowing that the positivity comes out of that is important. Because a lot of stuff, yeah, as you said, you can go into the negative spiral and whatnot. But if you do tap into that present moment and you're truly present with the acceptance, with the knowing, then things are more special. As you said, playing with your kids, the Lego, or whatever it may be, simple task of eating your food and things along those lines.
This is something also that I thankfully took forward, you know, into my even day-to-day life, even after, you know, the getting treated and everything that comes my way, whether it's work-related, business-related, family-related, it's, you know, I try to look at it from that angle, you know, that this is something which is meant to happen. Okay, now that it has happened, let's see what happens next, you know. Don't get me wrong in thinking that I just let everything be. There is also like a drive that comes, you know, as a result, like in terms of like actions that need to be taken. Mm-hmm. So it's not that I just like, okay, this has happened, let's do nothing till the next thing happens, yeah. You know, like sometimes you do need to react and you do need to think, but it's
take action.
But don't let that initial action be like the end point. You know, like this is the end. After this, there's so many blocks. You know, there's no possibility of moving forward after. Mm. It's like accepting that, allowing whatever actions that need to be taken, and then seeing how things progress. I mean, in every case, I mean, it's always worked well for me. When I see things in hindsight, you know, how things have played out, even if it's something bad, which you can perceive it as something bad or very negative, the end result was always that, yes, actually that thing was meant to happen. You know, I was supposed to go through that. Now I'm in a better place because of that.
So that bad thing was always actually for you rather than against you.
Exactly. Yeah. It was for me, you know. These bad things come from everywhere. It could be from another person. Could be from you know, even from yourself. You know, but you know, there's a lot of self sabotage. You know
that happens.
You know, with us all. At least you need to be conscious of that. Just take it forward. And because of this, that's why I am quite positive. You know.
Yeah, that's a powerful belief to have, to see that negative things, or you know, things that aren't so good that do happen, that it's for you. That's such a, if you live your life with that lens, anything that does come up, okay, maybe the initial reaction isn't always surrendering and accepting, but it's to have that predominantly as your belief, is how do you live your life then? You know, like what possibilities are possible, and life just becomes so much more optimistic, and seeing everything as a point of growth or a point of pushing you forward. You know, and of course, life isn't linear, but to have that belief is really powerful.
I'm blessed to have that belief, honestly. I mean, I don't ask me how
this life experience. It's life experience, which
helped me adopt it. Yeah.
That's powerful. What about the body? So we talked about a bit about the mind. What about the body? So what are the body's feelings and behavior? So how did you deal, you know, of course, I'm assuming feelings of fear came up and doubt. How did you deal with those feelings when they did come up? What were some of your behaviors? What are some things you did? I know you said you did, you know, physically you were doing the chemo and doing everything step by step, but internally, how did you deal with those hard feelings that did come up when they did come up?
What's very important is understanding those feelings, or at least being aware of the feelings that you do have. The reason why I even went to the doctor in the first place because yes, I had like a physical symptom, but there was something wrong with me, and I felt that I needed to go to the doctor to get it checked. And rightly, it was something, you know. So sometimes you do need to like listen in, especially to like, you know, whether it's like your body symptoms. Even that sometimes when we feel fear, it is for like a reason, you know. Yeah, I need to understand what is the reason. Most of the time, there is like a very deep, like underlying reason for whatever fear that, you know, that one can have. If I look at myself in the past, I was very conscious of even speaking out in public, or making my voice heard. And I would be fearful even of being in a situation like this, where like I'm talking, you know, in a podcast, which is recorded, you know. But I guess me being in that moment also like allowed me to release these sort of fears. But like, if that feeling of fear is there, then usually there is an underlying issue, you know. Maybe if I think to myself, I would think like my voice is, or my whatever I'm going to say is not significant. It's not. It won't be taken in the right way. Maybe somebody will take this and use it against me, or maybe they'll make fun of me, you know? So it's like, you know, it's...
I mean, that's a fearful thought. Yeah, those are all fearful thoughts that come up, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just as an example. And of course, your belief system in terms of what does it mean to you. Faith is, of course, very important, you know, like, you know, having this belief and faith, you know, like in a higher power. Believing that you are also being, guided, I feel that's a powerful feeling, you know.
To predominantly have definitely two options. Either you have fear or you have faith. And both are not knowing. Fear, you don't know, but you assume bad things are going to happen. Faith is you don't know, but you assume good things are going to happen. It's dealing with the unknown and how you deal with the unknown. So what vibration are you choosing? Those are predominantly the two. So what do you choose, faith or fear?
Exactly.
In every moment.
It happens to all of us. I mean, none of us in this world basically can say what's going to happen in the future, you know? If we had that, if anyone would have had this, you know, ability, they would be living in a different world, most likely. We don't have this. The unknown will always be there. So it's like...
How do you perceive that unknown? Yeah, exactly.
Is how you choose to, you know, to live your life. And we've seen this. I mean, everyone, I'm sure, even listening in, either themselves or like they're, you know, if they have a family member or a friend, there's always that person that's constantly worried. Something's going wrong. Like something's, happening. Like even when things are right, it's wrong, you know?
Still worrying,
So they're still worrying about like one thing or the other. And
they're always choosing fear.
Exactly, yeah. That's what they're doing. And it could be also that this person has also faith, you know? They could be like very, like, you know, religious in the sense, like they... You know, of course, they, you know, they follow basically the... what they need to do, you know. Maybe they don't have complete faith that
in every moment it's a choice.
Every moment that things will go right. You know?
Exactly, it's a choice and it's a muscle. You know, to choose fear or to choose faith. It's a muscle that you have to make. It's a choice that you have to make every moment, really, or in terms of every situation.
Exactly.
You know, and even in one situation, you might choose faith, and then the next second you might choose fear, and it's practicing that muscle as much as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have to understand that with the unknown as well, there's a lot of things that we cannot control, you know. It's out of our also control. There's, you know, very limited spectrum of things actually that you know, we're sort of in control of. You can do, there's certain actions that you can do. You can try to divert, you can try to maneuver or direct, you know, in a certain way. But then what happens is that some people don't realize actually that they're nowhere in control. That also makes them frustrated and even more fearful of what may happen, also more worried, you know, in the future, you know, that, okay, things are really going out of control.
Yeah, and they're out. Not only are they going out, but it is also out of your control as well.
Yeah. From the beginning, you were not in control, you know.
And now things are going spiraling
down, so, and you're worried about, you know, why things are like out of control.
There is this new thing I've been trying. It's in terms of control. It's, I ask myself, what in the situation can I control? if I can't do anything about the situation, then it's really out of my control. And then I have to force myself to let go because there's nothing I can do, even if I wanted to.
Exactly.
And then because I can't do anything that moment, okay, then you just let go and surrender the moment, you know, to God or and see and allow, as you said, the positivity to happen, allow the situation to play out and trust and have faith in the situation.
Yeah. I like how you said that. Like, you know, it is also like this muscle that you need to sometimes flex or not flex, you know, you know, like it's not very simple, you know, but yes, understanding that, what is the controllable elements in this situation and what is not?
And then
when do I choose to let go?
You know?
I think once you're able to do that or understand basically like what is the way to do so, then it really helps you.
So now, like, how do you regulate your feelings? You know, I know this was obviously such a big moment in your life in terms of overcoming and surviving cancer. And that must have been a huge, you know, milestone internally in terms of what you can, you know, go through and how resilient you are. How do you regulate your emotions now or go through your feelings now that do come up in terms of the heavier feelings that come up?
First, I try to not judge it too quickly. I allow some time for it to sink in, you know. Let's say if a situation does happen, I don't give it like a reaction like straight away, you know. Like I will try to see that situation, try to understand it also from different perspectives. Put myself in the other person's shoes if it's relating to like another person, understand it, you know, in different aspects.
So you take your time.
I take my time and then I try to see, okay, this happened. What can I do now? Like in terms of what are the things in which are, you know, actionable, you can say.
Yeah. What's in your control?
Yeah, what's in my control in this situation?
Yeah.
And then understanding that and taking action, yani, based on that. And then ultimately, I mean, whatever ends up happening is what happens, you know, like I let things play out, you know, so it's like, surrendering sort of again. Thankfully, because also of this mindset, these situations are also not as, you know, significant as well. Another person may think this situation is catastrophic. I wouldn't see it as catastrophic, you know, I would see it as, okay, it's like a bump in the road. How do I maneuver this? So it's remaining calm. I think that's really important, actually. Remaining calm, trying to like resolve it, you know, or try to understand it, you know, as much as you can. And then ultimately seeing how to, you know, maneuver with that sort of situation. That's generally how I look at it, yeah. And even with regard to, you know, feelings, you mentioned the body and the feelings. We have different senses, you know, that is given to us by God. I think we're also here like to also experience any of this world for like what it has. So it's even using like these senses and allowing it to become an influence also in our lives. It is important, you know, taking care of your body, doing things basically which makes your body also like feel good in a sense, you know, like exercise. I feel it's like really important because for a person who doesn't, you know, as opposed to a person who does, they'll always feel, you know, more energized, like even mentally, they're physically able to do like even other things. So there's a lot of aspects that come as a result of this. And generally, like be driven by things that you feel inclined to. Let's say something that I picked up, just to use an example, like I always wanted to play tennis, you know, but I never did like as a child, even after this cancer journey, you know, I just felt like, okay, this is something that I want to do. And yeah, then I came to understand that, yes, and using my body, I actually can play like decent tennis, you know, and, you know, I really improved a lot. And just that experience, that hour or 2 hours a week, you know, that I spent, it just brings me like immense joy, you know, understanding what your sort of body needs or wants and basically allowing it also to, you know, to have that. And as a result, you get, you know, a lot of these like positive feelings, you know, which will also help you like mentally as well.
Yeah, because part of your schedule, okay, today I'm going to do tennis. So you know you're going to have, after that tennis session, you're going to have great feelings come out of that, physically, mentally, and obviously spiritually as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But as a whole, so yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, like something that I also experienced. Through my work, actually, I arrange tours and, you know, like people that they're visiting Oman or other parts of the world, like we arrange in this sort of, you know, these packages, you know, for them. So we had a group, you know, from Switzerland. And so this group was part of the Blind Association of Switzerland, you know. So half of the group, they were blind. And you had like the other half, which were like companies which are there. But they stayed in Oman for 2 weeks. And at the same time, they experienced whatever Oman was able to offer, but like from a different way, you know, like through these other senses, you know, through sound, you know, through taste, through touch. I heard from them like firsthand, you know, like the experience that they had. They were like, wow, your country's beautiful, you know. One would think, like,
that's only visual beauty.
Yeah, it's only visual beauty that they're only using, you know, their sight. But actually, you know, they've experienced it in such a different way. And that really, you know, also got my attention, you know, like it's something, you know, quite profound, you know, that it doesn't matter, you know, it's not really related to, you can look at whatever you have as a disability. But if you look at from another aspect, it could be your, you know, it's actually like something which is a benefit, yeah, for you.
Your blessing, yeah.
Yeah, like a blessing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like this relates back to when you are posting during the COVID time, you're posting how you had COVID and you're doing chemo and you're, you know, obviously raising awareness and showing your positive mind state to other people. And they were also thinking, whoa, yeah, you know what I mean? Like this person is going through so much, but yet they're still experiencing the joy of life somehow. There's that related to then, you know, the next topic I want to go to, or subtopic, is, you know, your soul, you know, and your soul's purpose regarding how has this affected, you know, how has this pathway led to you knowing, getting to know your soul a bit more, or your purpose a bit more, or changing the way you view life and the meaning of life to you?
That's a very deep
question. That's what the show is about.
Yeah, it's just going deeper. it's an important thing to like always, you know, consider and think about, you know, for everyone. I mean, I wouldn't say that I know my life purpose completely, but yes, I would say that this journey, I think, it did allow me to sort of understand it. Allowed me to be able to look within and understand what is driving me, you know. That is how I sort of started to like live my life, in terms of I would do something or like I would move in a certain direction, and because this is what I felt inclined to do, you know, I felt that feeling that this is something driving me towards it. Life purpose is probably relating to this, if you're able to understand, you know, what is there, like in that deep, like gut feeling, what is it that you really need to do? If you look deep, I think you'll usually find that answer.
And I think you did that, you know, when you were saying how you wanted to just share your journey, and part of your feeling was like, this might be taboo, but another part of you felt like, this is what feels right and what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I think that was your soul talking to you, telling you, okay, let me raise awareness, let me share my journey and empower others, you know, bigger picture things. That's what, to me anyways, personally, I feel that that's part of your soul talking to you.
Exactly. I think the same way too. And it applies to different things in life, you know. It's, you know, yes, like in that particular time, but the direction was given to me, I would say, like maybe, you know, from my soul. Whatever happened since then is, you can say, somewhat like as a result, it was a journey, you know. So if that didn't happen, probably I wouldn't be here sitting with you today, you know, talking about these different things. So it's all a part of that journey. And one thing always leads to another. And that's why I liked, you called it a healing path, you know. It's not something which is just one aspect.
Incident,
you know?
Yeah.
One incident, yeah. You know. It's something which you start somewhere, you're driven towards a certain direction. it's not that the direction just remains constant. You know, sometimes you will be driven towards something else.
Yeah, changes, detours, yeah. U-turns.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
You but go and, back a
and
few
it's
steps.
It's always looking yeah. forward, you know. Like, yeah. it's, you know, for one to think, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that. Actually, one thing is that I, thankfully also, I don't have this feeling of regret that, okay, whatever happened right now, it was meant to happen. Even if it's like a result of me doing that, I was meant to do that.
There's this shift of perspective of regrets and failure is shifted.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that failure, you know, maybe I was meant to fail. I was meant to embarrass myself. I was meant to, you know, there could be like different scenarios, you know, altogether. But what you take out of it is, you know, there's a learning, you know, and that
experience. Yeah.
Listening in is like really, really important if you're able to do that.
Listening into internally.
That your intuition.
In your gut,
Your gut. I've heard this a lot, you know, where, you know, people say that I'm doing this thing in my life. I'm not really happy, you know, with it. I know like this is not my purpose and I know like it's, you know, I want to do something else and I'm driven towards this. But then obviously there's a lot of fears also that that come, you know, as a result of letting go of what they currently have to do that. These could be also genuine fears, you know. I feel like it's at least something that one should definitely consider. And if they have the opportunity to chase it, at least act based on it, then I think that will sort of lead them to their best outcome.
And yeah, their best life.
Their best life.
Yeah.
It worked for me even in other aspects, you know, even related to my work. So I felt drawn basically like tourism per se and, you know, allowing basically allow others to like experience, you know, what we're able to offer. So it helped. It was a driver, you know. So and now I feel like, yes, this is something that I love doing, you know, that I'm passionate about and I'm happy and what the results also come out of it, you know. It is related to that.
Do you feel like your meaning of life has changed?
I think before I wasn't really thinking much about the meaning of life. I mean, maybe before my cancer journey.
Yeah.
I was just maybe like many other people as well.
Just living.
You know, I was just living and basically I understood like I had certain responsibilities. Mm. You know, I had to provide, I had to have a good, stable job, you know, whatever society, you know, dictates or family sort of dictates, you know. So I felt like I was doing all of that, you know. And it's not that I was highly dissatisfied or anything like that. It wasn't that, but I just like felt that there was a shift, you know. I think after the cancer incident, I think I started to appreciate what I have, you know, and appreciate life, you know, for what, you know, what is there. I mean, there's so many like beautiful things in this world right in front of us, but also if we're able to explore it as well. So why like limit, you know?
Yeah.
I think it did help me like change this perspective in life and even moving forward. It's always a driver as well.
Your final three questions. Your first one is, what are you most grateful for right now and why?
Most grateful for, first of all, I'm grateful for you for, allowing me to get on this podcast and
allowing
me to share my my thoughts and my journey. And I hope it does resonate for some people listening and, you know, even help them in one way or the other.
It will. It definitely will. And your second question is, what is your current superpower?
It's the current superpower.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like a tough one. I don't know, like, what my current super... I mean, this aspect of being, like, positive...
I was thinking that.
You know, I think it's I'm grateful for that, you know, as well. Like, I'm thankful that I have that, like, genuine, like, positivity all the time, looking at the glass half full.
Nice.
I guess that's I would take this superpower over, like... flying any day, you know?
Any day. Any day, me too, any day. Your final question is, what is one piece of advice or one ember of wisdom that the audience can take regarding that they're on their healing path?
I would say, trust the process. Try not to question whatever is happening to you as much as you could. Like, try to have faith in whatever journey also that you'll be going through. Whatever it is, you know, like whether it's relating to like a medical condition or, you know, like your mental state, or even could be related to your professional career, whatever you're going through, just try to view it, you know, like from, you know, different perspectives and trust in whatever is there, and do try to, understand the deep meaning and act based on that, as opposed to listening to others and confusing yourself. And that would be my advice.
And where can people reach you?
People want to reach me, like my account is still very much there. It's called The Once Path on Instagram, ONES.PATH. And feel free to reach me. I do share like my, you know, what's happening basically, like even in my life through my travels or through my different experiences, and also spreading some awareness as well on, cancer, especially testicular cancer. So you can reach me there.
Thank you, Sarud, for being here. I feel like your journey is really inspiring, truly. And it makes me feel more inspired and lighter about my journey and my life. So thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you empowering others, raising awareness and empowering others, really, truly. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me once again. And wish you a great day.
Thank you. So to everyone that's listening, may this episode enhance your daily quality of life. May it empower you, and may it enlighten you. Have a day filled with life and joy. Stay blessed. Thank you for listening.